how someone most of the podcast, and we're all here today. I'm Travis.
And I'm Steven.
And I'm Michelle.
And we thought it would be fun today to do one of those tags that you see on, like, YouTube. Like,
yeah.
YouTube people do it. And we've been kind of exploring, I know I've been kind of exploring these for Anita's YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for everybody who watches the Buff and Beautiful YouTube channel and the House Mimosa YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed, please go to YouTube and subscribe. So, this one is the 15 Weird Questions tag. And this one, I thought, this is, Michelle, you picked this out.
I did.
And I think this is good because, well, you know, we should give our listeners a little more of an inside...
Know what makes us tick.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Who we are and what we are about.
That's right. Hi guys, DJ Anita B here. And before they continue with the 15 weird question tags, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about some of our sponsors and to personally thank them. First up is one of my favorite podcasts, Grizzly Kiki. Now listen, if you love our podcast, you're going to love Grizzly Kiki. With amazing drag queen guests, Robert and Daniel created Grizzly Kiki, part oral history and part good old-fashioned Kiki. I tell you, you don't want to miss this. In fact, the House of Mimosa has been featured on there once before, so go check that out. Our next sponsor was an app that I had been using even before they were our sponsor. That's right, Drag My City is one of my favorite apps. It helps you stay connected to your favorite queens and find out where queens are performing in your city. So make sure to go and download the Drag My City app now, available for Android and iPhone. Drag My City. And of course, how can we forget Audible? Audible.com has been with us all summer long and has been our source for books and audio recordings of many different kinds. There's over 180,000 different audio programs to choose from, so you're going to want to go and check that out as well. Now, when you go to audible.com, you want to go to audible.com/HOM podcast. audible.com/HOM podcast. You get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook of your choice just for signing up, and it helps support the House of Mimosa podcast and keeps House of Mimosa the podcast free. That's right. audible.com/HOM podcast. And now, back to the 15th Weirdest Questions tab. Now, since I can't stop running my mouth, I'm going to let you start, Michelle.
Oh!
So, how should we run this? You pick a question and...
Well, we should just go in order.
All right, so go in order.
Okay.
And we'll all answer.
Sure.
Okay.
So the first question is, what's a nickname only your family calls you?
I know.
Well, I mean, I guess mine is not really a nickname, but, I mean, I go by Steven with an N.
Right.
But my family calls
Steven
me
with
Steve.
An N. Not Steven with a...
Steven wouldn't have.
Yeah.
No, I mean, my name is Steven. I've always said Steven fully.
Right.
But my family calls me Steve a lot.
Yeah.
Which nobody ever really calls me Steve, and I don't ever think of myself as a Steve, but my family calls me Steve. And then my mom...
Now, is it just your immediate family, or is that, like, everyone?
I think it's my immediate family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nobody else calls me that.
That's funny.
And
your sister?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, the immediate family. Maybe my grandmother, I think, used to say Steve as well. But many people don't say it.
What about your nieces?
Well, they call me Uncle Stevie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then my mom always had, like, an affectionate name for us, and she would say Mommy.
Little bastard child.
Exactly. She would call us Mommy. Like, oh, come here, Mommy.
That's weird.
I don't know. It's a weird... Yeah, Mommy. Come here, Mommy.
Is that a... Italian thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I a lot of people have that as a little term of endearment
I've
for their kids.
That.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a Long Island thing or an Italian thing, but
I've heard it used a lot for like little girls. I've never heard it for little boys.
I've heard
usually,
it. I've heard men shouting it out on the street to women.
Oh, I've heard it since I was 8 years old. But usually, I hear like, "Come here." I heard "Poppy" for a little boy.
Yeah. Well, that's
like, "Come here,
like,
mommy." Come
you know,
here, right? But
in the Spanish household, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. My mom. Oh, come here, mommy. Oh, mommy. I hope you're not like, you know,
aww,
hurt or
huh,
yeah. I don't
that's
know.
Funny.
Isn't that funny?
My mom always just says Trav,
Trav,
or she'll say she'll say
that's when you're in trouble.
I don't know. Just usually just Trav. You
just
know?
Trav.
Yeah.
Trav. Yeah.
I get Shelly a lot,
uh-huh,
and then that got shortened to Helly because when my cousin was little. Obviously my cousin, but I was an older woman, so he called me Aunt Helly. Aunt Helly!
And
so now my grandma calls me Honey Helly all the time, and Honey Boo Boo. And loves calling me Honey Boo Boo.
That's
oh,
funny.
Great.
That's
like,
funny.
You don't mind it, do you? I'm like, it's fine, Grandma.
Honey Boo Boo's actually, she's very sweet.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
She is adorable.
Yeah.
She comes from a great family of love.
That's
okay,
right.
What's a weird habit of yours?
Oh, God. I don't know if we can answer these, like, on our own. I think I'm going
to
need help.
Well, how about you answer, and then we can chime in.
Yeah.
Or we'll add to the list.
Yeah, yeah.
A weird habit.
A weird habit. Oh, God. I don't know.
Well, you're very particular about
I'm very particular, so that probably falls under everything else. Like, all the habits fall under me being very particular, I think.
Yeah, yes,
yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Being
a hoarder a little bit.
Being a hoarder. Yeah.
With, like, condiments.
With the condiment
yeah.
hoarder.
Yes. That's true. You're big on making sure we have plenty of condiments in the house.
And that
yeah.
comes from my grandma. She's have a whole pantry full.
Michelle?
What about you guys?
Thinking. I pick a lot.
Oh, like?
Like scabs.
Oh.
Ooh.
I pick. I'm a picker.
Oh, God.
That paints a very bad picture, Michelle, for our listeners. You don't look like someone who's a picker. You don't look like you're a picker. Like, I wouldn't clock you for that. Like, I wouldn't
thank
be like,
you.
Oh,
well,
look at her skin. She looks like she picks.
I do it in secret. I don't get a lot of blemishes
no.
to pick, but when
no.
I do, I'm like,
if
like,
you had eczema, forget it.
No, I have, this is my weird habit. I'm upset when you get a sunburn and you start peeling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I friggin' love it. I love it on other people.
Uh-huh.
I see you peeling and I'm like,
yeah.
Itch it. Like, I want to get it. Like, I want to peel you. Like,
yes.
That friggin' monkey.
Well, there's people
okay.
that like to do that. Like, my mom used to like to peel the skin or, like, pop pimples.
I
don't
like pimple popping. That's
well.
Gross. But I like to see the biggest piece of skin I can get off
oh.
of myself.
Ooh.
I can't help myself from pulling off the plastic collar
mm-hmm.
on soda and water bottles.
Oh, yeah.
You know the ring that attaches the cap?
Yes.
I have to pull that off. It has to come off, and then I usually this is so disgusting. And then I usually chew it into little bits.
Okay.
Yes.
And I know because I find them everywhere. We all find them everywhere.
You do that with straws too. You like to
with
chew straws. On
straws. Well, I like to. For some reason, my tooth, my front big teeth.
Your
tooth.
Tooth your
my,
one,
my
tooth.
One tooth.
My one tooth.
My one tooth. The two front teeth are the exact size of like a Starbucks straw. Like, my tooth fits in perfect.
Mine too.
So I put the straw in, and I bend it down a couple inches, and then I scrunch it up like an accordion.
Yeah, to make your gums yes. bleed.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah it's a very bad, I have a very bad oral fixation.
The next one is, do you have any weird phobias?
I don't know if this is this isn't a phobia, but I have a very hard time with, like, chalk. And, like, flour and the feeling on my hands. Like, I can't...
Mm-hmm.
It makes me, like... It physically makes me feel a certain way.
You can feel in your teeth kind of thing?
I feel it... Just my whole body. Like, this is going to be weird to say, but, like, right now as I talk about it, I can feel it in my ears.
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
It's this weird, like... Like, at school, I had such a hard time, and thank God they turned over to... We had all whiteboards when
the
I got...
The dry erase.
The dry erase,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God, because the chalk, I couldn't touch it. I couldn't watch someone use it. And, like, when I'm cooking with flour, I have a very hard time. Like, I have to quickly do whatever I'm doing and then quickly rinse my hands off because it drives me insane.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, Steven, you have a phobia of, like, dirtiness.
Dirtiness?
Yeah,
oh,
like, yeah,
I'm
yes.
a little bit of a germaphobe. I have a little bit of, like, everything has to be in its... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
You can't eat certain... I don't know if these are phobias. Like, you're not scared.
No, I'm not afraid. Like, I'm afraid of heights. Like, that's, like, a real phobia of mine. I remember, yeah, being deadly afraid of heights, but...
Yeah.
The characters in Times Square.
Really?
I really
characters?
Can't deal with
so,
it.
So, like, the fluffy
I can't.
Characters
I want to get
Square?
Away. Like, I'm not terrified where I can't... But if I have to walk past them... I'm literally like, if you talk to me, I'm going to scream. Talk to me, I'm going to scream. Because they're disgusting and dirty and gross.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But,
Disney World, I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
Except Geppetto. He scares me.
Oh, well,
but everyone else.
He's
a
pedophile.
I've never seen a Geppetto. I've never seen Geppetto,
it's,
ever.
Well,
Geppetto is weird because he's like a man in the storybook and in the
yeah.
cartoon. But when you see him live, he's like...
He's a fur character.
Yeah,
he's
which is odd
head.
To me. Which they should just find a man that looks like
Geppetto.
Yeah,
you'd think.
Like they do Gaston or...
Ooh, Gaston.
Oh.
Maybe it's because Geppetto's older
mm-hmm.
and it's physically difficult to be in the park all day long
yeah.
working
with
a shift.
With all that stuff on your face.
Yeah.
Like that would be a lot of added hair. Gaston's clean shaven.
And maybe years ago...
Well,
like
Gaston
maybe,
is always a 20-something guy.
Right.
Maybe that was a character from years ago and most of the characters were plush then or...
Well, next question. What's a song you secretly love to blast and belt out when you're alone?
Well, I have no qualms. I'll blast any song.
Yeah,
I will sing.
You don't shut up.
No, I don't have a problem. Like, yeah, no, I don't. I can tell you songs that I feel like I should be embarrassed by. You know, like any Spice Girl song. Or I'm really loving the new Demi Lovato Cool for the Summer.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Like, I'm ready. I will blast that. And, yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, I love everything, like, musical theater, so, I mean, I've always been a fan of, like, A Rose's Turn, you know, and in the shower, but I don't ever like to do it in front of people or have it be heard usually when someone's home, so it's one of those, like, guilty pleasures when no one's around, you know.
Okay.
You can rock out to some Hannah Montana, not gonna lie.
Oh, really?
I don't mind it.
Uh-huh. All right.
You get the best of both worlds.
You know, it's so funny because music's such a personal thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it always feels horrible when someone says something like, you like that? You know, and
yes.
You're like...
Yeah.
Yeah,
you. I feel like I remember feeling, like, so defensive when people would feel like, I can't believe you listen to that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the kind of stuff I listen to is kind of, like, old lady stuff sometimes, and, you know, I was always like, oh, God, I can't tell people I like Liza Minnelli or Judy Garland, because they'll...
I mean, you still shouldn't tell people you like Judy Garland.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
What's one of your biggest pet peeves?
When you're on the subway and someone's hair touches your arm.
Uh-huh.
This is especially worse in the summer when I'm wearing a tank top.
Yeah.
I can't. Really, anyone's hair touching my arm, I can't stand. But particularly if I don't know you, you need to put that away. That needs to go away. Your hair should
really?
Not be on my arm. It's disgusting.
Huh.
It's disgusting.
Mine is really weird. You know when you put the toilet paper in the toilet dispenser?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be
with
the paper going over,
yeah.
Not under.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the correct way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you change it when you go into other people's houses to the correct way if it's wrong?
No.
I've done that.
Really?
Like, this is wrong.
No, I'd be too afraid that I'm going to break it, and then it's going to be known that I was the one that broke it.
Toilet paper dispenser?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they have a weird toilet paper dispenser. These are all the things that would go in my head at that time, sitting on the toilet trying to... Well, and the toilet for me is an issue all itself. Like, I can't go number two out.
Yeah.
So that's a whole
other... Oh, I've gotten over that.
Well,
no problem.
Well, it depends. Like, I mean, you know, I've been in a situation where I have to, like, there's no choice, and so it's going to happen. But I will definitely risk shitting myself to try and make it home.
Yes,
that's for sure.
And I try, and I have.
Oh.
What about you? What's your?
Well, you guys know eating, like when people eat and there's mouth noises.
Yeah.
Crunching, like
slurping.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
It really is a problem for me. Like, almost like the chalk thing, but even worse. Like. Sets me into a rage.
Ooh.
Like, literally, like, breathing fire and smoke out of my nostrils.
You always have us on edge, Jordan, when there's a bag
and
of chips in front of us.
And I feel bad about it. I really try, like, and I've gotten better at, like, catching myself.
Yeah.
Because before, it literally would make me snap. Like, I would snap, like, Jekyll and Hyde and just be like, what are you doing?
A lot of times it's so like, I cover my mouth now when I eat a chip because I'm like afraid that you're gonna like kill me.
No, but I've caught myself like, when it happens, I've caught myself being like, okay, just take a deep breath. It's not a big deal. It's all right. Calm down.
You talk yourself off the ledge.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to turn into a big monster, the Incredible Hulk. Just calm down. Yeah. That is definitely my biggest pet peeve.
Okay, this says, what's one of your nervous habits? I mean, where can I start? But, Michelle?
I bite my cuticles.
Okay.
How do you bite your cuticles?
Very carefully. I just got a manicure, so it's okay now. But
It wouldn't be teeth on teeth. It would be teeth against the cuticle.
So, like, the skin around your thumb is lifted, and you start there, and then you just bite down.
Oh, God. Doesn't that hurt?
I guess it's not. I guess it's more of the sides of my thumb. It's only my left thumb.
Oh, I understand. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Like, I don't bite my nails. I used to bite my nails, and I stopped. But around the skin area is a problem.
Yeah. I've been known to do that, too, a little bit.
I hesitate to say I bite my nails, but I do. But I try really hard to, like, get out of it. And I'll get into a phase where I'll be good for a couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then they need to be cut or whatever, and I'm like, oh, those look good. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I just mean, like, I need to bite them. And sometimes you catch yourself, right, like, I don't even realize it, and I'm, like, halfway through a nail, and I'm like, God damn it. Yeah.
For me, it's, I have a thing with washing my hands, and I think it's probably a germ thing. And it's always, it's like, I touched this, now I have to wash my hands. I just did this, oh God, now I have to wash my hands. Oh God.
Well, that's why you're sick all the time.
Yeah, maybe.
Because your body cannot fight off, you
it's
wash
possible.
It away.
Yeah, it's possible.
What is that?
Yeah.
It's very possible.
Cold. What side of the bed do you sleep on?
If you're sleeping on your, see, how do you know what side's what? If you're sleeping on your back and you're facing the ceiling.
Why, how else
Wait,
do you sleep?
You're in the bed. What side of the bed are you laying
yeah,
on?
You're laying
you
in the
bed.
I'm on the right side.
Okay.
On the right side of the bed.
Yeah, but if I'm face down on my stomach,
you're
it's my left
side. Right
side
why
of
are
bed?
You face down?
That's how I
don't know why that just took me somewhere else. I don't know why.
What?
No, but then that would be the left side.
No, it's still the right side of
no,
the
it's
bed.
Still
but
the
it'd
right
be my
side.
Left side.
Yeah, at that moment. But you were technically. This is like stage left, stage right. It's like. I think I sleep alone. but I usually kind of in the middle, but I favor the right side as well. And I usually have like a pillow kind of to my left.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah, my fake little man. And
glass.
Exactly. But I favor mostly the right.
Well,
yeah.
I sleep alone too, and I only have a twin bed. So I just sleep in the middle.
That's
there
it.
There you go.
On my stomach.
But do you find, I know that your twin bed is up against the wall. Do you find yourself up against the wall more?
No.
Or?
Well, I also have a body pillow that kind of bumpers me from doing that.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm afraid I'm going to
smash your
head.
Face into the wall.
It could happen.
Right.
I've fallen out of the bed before. I'm like, what the hell?
Wow.
Was it a twin bed? Was it a twin bed as well? Uh-huh.
All right.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
All right. What was your first stuffed animal and its name?
My teddy bear, Teddy. I don't know whatever happened to Teddy.
I don't know.
Somewhere.
Well, I know I had a Cabbage Patch, like an original, like signed
by
what's his name.
Oh, nice.
But that was like I don't think I played with it. I don't think I held it. I think it was. I don't know. My parents got it. They went to like the Cabbage Patch, like original, like dollhouse, or they called it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But and I think they got it for me. But it was like this is gonna be put away, you know, kind of thing. And I also had a Kermit the Frog.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I remember.
The first thing I remember, like, wanting and having was I remember really wanting a pound puppy.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Puppy.
I really wanted it. And my grandmother worked in a factory where they made, like, collars for dogs and different dog treats and stuff.
Oh.
And packaged it. So she brought home, like, all these things, like, to
oh,
accessories
cute.
For the pound puppy. And they used to, like, drag it on the floor
That's
with a
funny.
Leash.
Aww.
Yeah. So I remember that.
For me, it was a blanket, though, was my big thing. My blanket, which was originally a down comforter that I had from when I was born to where I would suck my thumb and rub my fingers through the blanket to the point where holes would be in it so the stuffing would come out slowly to where it went to no stuffing left in it at all and then started to get tattered and ripped to the point where I now have one tiny piece left of this that's like, it's probably only like 8 inches long and 4 inches wide, my dream measurements. And and it's just this ratty little piece of fabric that was the down comforter from when I was a newborn.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You don't sleep with it still though.
No, I have it like next to my bed.
Okay.
And sometimes
it's like a dream catcher.
Sometimes like it's hot now and I hate when my beard, like my 5 o'clock shadow, rubs on my like chest and neck. So I'll put it, lay it over my neck as I'm falling asleep.
Aww.
Like
as a dental dam.
As a
kerchief.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's really cute,
Chad.
Uh-huh.
That is really
yeah.
cool.
Well, it's that time of year again. Back to school. Looking for fun fashions? Well, I'm so excited to announce my brand new t-shirt line, available only through dragqueenmerch.com. Check out my double-headed Diamond is the New Black tee that's perfect for all my fellow Geminis out there. Or there's the gorgeous diamond-themed, not shiny, Buffum in a beautiful turquoise. And my most favorite is the stunning monochrome Help! Anita Buffum Ransom Tee in crisp white. You know, each shirt is designed with style and fashion as my top priority. I wanted to make sure that anyone could wear these, whether they were my fan or not. Go check them out now and buy all three today. DragQueenMerch.com for the Anita Buffum t-shirt line. That's DragQueenMerch.com.
But they never wanna leave. But they never wanna leave.
The drink that you always order at Starbucks?
Oh, see, that's hard.
That is hard for you.
Because I drink them all.
Well, I always get iced soy cinnamon dolce latte.
Okay, yeah.
I used to be, originally, when I became a fan of Starbucks years ago, it was always a peppermint mocha. But then the peppermint started tasting like chemically to me.
Yeah.
Then I switched over to pumpkin spice latte.
Well,
then I found
fall.
Out I could get cancer.
Oh, good.
So now, yeah, so now it's a soy. We actually, as all three of us, I think we try not to go to Starbucks as much as we had been going to Starbucks.
And now there are, like, a lot of options near us, which is
yeah,
great.
We have
I
some,
like
independent coffee houses that
I
enjoy.
I go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a fan of the Dunkin'.
I freaking love it.
I grew up on Long Island, and Dunkin' Donuts is, like, the shit.
It's
like,
so much cheaper and tastes
yeah.
better.
My mom gets it as ground coffee for home.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that I think is great.
Yeah.
But anytime I've gone to Starbucks, I'm always like, this is so sugar. Not Starbucks,
Dunkin' Donuts.
This is so sugary that I can't. And I have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, let me have that iced latte with a cupcake stuffed in it. Like, I like it sweet.
Yeah.
So.
Steven, your Starbucks drink?
Yeah, mine is usually a grande soy latte
mm-hmm.
with caramel drizzle.
Because
right. I used to do the caramel macchiato. But I don't know, it was too sweet, and I was trying to, like, cut back. But now it's perfect, just like that.
And I used to be a barista, so I gave him that if you do it this way, it's cheaper.
It's cheaper, and it also tastes better for me, because I like the taste of the actual espresso.
Nice.
So, mm-hmm.
I change it up. Before I worked at Starbucks, I always got whatever seasonal drink was out, so like a caramel brulee latte. Now, I do 3 shots of espresso over ice with white mocha sauce, and then I go to the bar and take free milk.
Oh, hello.
Saves you like $3.
Oh.
Because I can't afford Starbucks now that I don't work there. Starbucks!
Hello.
Starbucks! What's a beauty rule you preach but never actually practice?
Well, I'm always telling Steven what to do. That's for sure. So I probably, as far as that goes, I probably have a lot of things that I offer you that I don't necessarily do
for yourself.
Always myself. Okay. But I feel like you're always like, have this pimple. I don't know why.
Oh.
How can I have this pimple?
Yeah.
How do I get rid of it? What's it from? And, you know, and...
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm always like, because me, I like beauty and skincare and products. I'm like,
yes. mm-hmm.
well, you should try this or try that. This will work or that
will
work.
And I'm the opposite. Like, I want to stick to one thing and I'll have it until the rest of my life and hopefully
right.
they don't sell out.
Well,
here's
the problem is that I do think, and I won't go, just catching myself about to go into a 20-minute tangent about skincare, but I won't. It does change. Your skin changes with the season.
Yes, it does.
So you will find that you'll need something different or not need to use anything that you... Not need to use a product that you were using, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think there is anything other than like that. Like, I like to try things. I like to do facials and masks and...
Stuff that I preach, but I don't do myself. That's weird. I don't know.
I mean, I know you should be taking your makeup off before you go to sleep, but sometimes I'm just too drunk or tired and I can't.
Well, I read that... If you sleep with your makeup on, it adds, it ages you 4 days every time you do that.
What?
Really?
Hey, if I could look 4 days younger by just taking my makeup off. Yeah, I read
well,
that.
Well, yeah.
Who knows what's
I mean,
true.
We have to take our makeup off.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we wear so much, but I can't, you know, I'm sure there are some ladies.
There was a time recently that we were so busy and I was so exhausted.
Oh, God, yeah.
That I used a makeup wipe but didn't wash my face.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
the next morning my pillowcase was like...
Yeah.
Covered
yeah.
in makeup.
Yeah, I don't wear that much makeup, so it's not... It's just my eyes gunk.
Uh-huh.
And as long as I take my contacts out, I'm never too drunk to take my contacts out. But mascara is a bitch when you're hungover, like,
yeah.
coming in the house.
I remember once I was so drunk coming home once after being dressed up, and my sheets had been washed, and I did not put them on my bed. And on my mattress, I remember the next morning, Gina's face was splattered on
that
my
is
mattress.
So funny.
It's probably the same mattress, so I'm sure
that's so funny.
It's faded now, but
there
it's still there.
Is.
She's still there.
So you don't sleep alone. You lie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You always have a friend with you.
Exactly.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Which way do you face in the shower?
Well, I think it switches when I'm washing certain spots.
Yeah.
I usually face toward, I think, but then away.
Really?
Once in a while. Yeah.
I have my back to the water.
Always?
Always. I mean, obviously when I have to rinse out bits and pieces, I turn around, but my back's to the water.
Oh, no, I love right in my face, the water.
Out damn
as
far.
Hot as it can be.
Oh, no, I can't. That's the other thing I don't like is a steamy bathroom.
Oh.
Like, I'm like...
I don't like a steamy bathroom, but I like the water to be warm enough where I'm feeling really good.
See, I really am a fan of, like, just a few degrees above room temperature. Mm-hmm. But with recent back issues, sometimes standing there, like, especially in the morning, like, I'll be kind of, like, sore, and I'll face out of the shower, leaning against the wall behind me.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'll use the wall as, like,
see,
a support.
I have an issue with the wall.
What?
I can't touch anything. I,
oh,
like,
my
try not
God.
To touch it. Oh, well, I just have, like, you know.
I always spray the shower
well,
with
no,
the
Well, no, I know it's clean,
spray.
But there's something about the tile hitting my body.
Huh. All right. Which brings us to...
What is it?
Number 12.
Do you have any weird body skills?
Weird body skills. I don't know what that would be.
Like if you can put your leg over your
head.
Or you can do that weird thing with your tongue where it
well,
goes
I can do
into
that,
three.
Yeah.
Can you do a clover?
Loops? No, three loops.
I can do that.
Can you curl your tongue?
I don't know what that
what
means.
What is that?
I can fold my tongue. Like, okay, if you're sticking your tongue out, okay,
yeah.
The point of your tongue, I can bring it back so it, like, forms a W. Like, I can fold the point of my tongue
under
into the tongue. Into,
oh,
like,
wow.
Like, the point, and then in.
Well,
oh, wow.
Doing it?
I barely had that much
I mean,
strength
right.
in my tongue.
Well, you have such
and
a short
I
tongue.
I have a very short tongue. I have
that's
one of those tongues that's very odd. I don't know. It's fat and not very long.
Fat and short.
Fat and short. And it, the thing underneath that connects the tongue
yeah.
is very close to the front of the tongue.
Right.
And so...
Well, you can have... I...
Can have it snipped?
Yes. I knew a girl in high school who had that done. And I knew a girl in high school who had, you know, that same thing that connects your lip to your gums?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hers was too far down.
Mm.
And they cut that.
Wow.
Woo! Ouch.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure it's not... You just go to sleep.
I wonder if it would affect my speech, though.
Well, probably.
Your
yeah.
lips would be looser. Your tongue would be like... Blah, blah, blah.
Well, you'd probably be able to do more. It'd probably be more comfortable.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, though.
Because, like, I can touch my forehead with my tongue.
Oh.
Not really.
Are you a bullfrog?
Yeah. Do you have any weird body skills?
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm not double-jointed or anything.
I'm trying to think of it as, like, a finger thing, but I don't...
No.
No.
No, and I'm not flexible whatsoever.
We're boring.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're so boring. So boring.
What's your favorite comfort food that's bad, but you love to eat it anyways?
Well, all the bad food.
I know.
Recently, I have a hard time walking out of the grocery store without buying the salty and sweet Chex Mix. Ooh, that's good. I have to, like, not go to the aisle. I'm like, I can't do it.
My favorite is the... It has to be the Puffs.
Oh, yeah, you love those.
Cheese Doodles. And it has to be the Cheese Doodles Wise brand. Not, like... The Cheetos or anything like that. It has to be,
see,
and not
the,
Jack's. It has to be Cheese Doodles. I think Wise makes them. And I love them to the point where I can eat the whole bag.
Yeah.
To the point where the roof of my mouth will be cut from the puff.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like the chemicals that it's made of burns the skin
no, like,
out of the roof of your
that,
mouth.
The hard
like when you eat,
puff kernel, like, scrapes me up.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah, Captain
yes.
Crunch. Captain Crunch mouth.
Yes.
So, you know, I like I prefer the Cheetos, the hard ones. I like
yes.
those better.
I never liked the hard ones.
Ooh,
I'll
I
eat it because of the cheese flavor. But, yeah.
I like disco fries.
Ooh,
oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice big plate of fries, brown gravy, and mozzarella cheese melted on top.
Yeah, so what is your recipe for disco fries? Because I've heard of other things being disco fries before.
Fries, brown gravy, mozzarella cheese.
Oh, that sounds good.
What are the other kind of disco fries?
Well, I've heard, like, didn't you just go somewhere and order disco fries and it wasn't that?
No, like you order cheese fries sometimes and it's, they use cheddar cheese.
Or American.
Or American with bacon, which I love that too, but disco, like after a long
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I think I've seen like disco fries on the menu that just is cheese fries. Or like
basically.
Cheese fries with bacon bits.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
It just depends on where you go. Not to be confused with poutine. That have the cheese curds in it.
Poutine.
Poutine.
I like poutine, actually. No?
It was alright. It was okay.
I enjoyed
cheese
it.
Kind of gale.
Oh, I love a cheese curd.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Number 14. What's a phrase or exclamation you always say?
God damn it!
That's true. You do say
do.
That.
A lot. I also say motherfucker a lot.
Yeah. I don't know what I say. I feel like you guys would know more than I would.
I don't know. I say I love it a lot, and I don't know,
and you don't love it.
It never used to be a thing that I said a lot. I don't...
I think that's something that I do, too, so maybe we got that from each other.
I love it?
Yeah, that's like, it's kind of like a nice way to say I understand. I feel like it's like what's when something's like trendy or something's like a something the kids are saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's a way to respond to somebody by saying like, I hear you, I understand what you're saying. It's like, I love that.
Yeah. I know. And I don't ever know how that started for me, but I love it. Yeah.
The thing you say a lot, Trav, is, can somebody get me some water?
All right.
That's pretty a phrase you say a lot.
Can you fill this up and put some ice in it?
Give me a soda with some ice in it. Yeah.
And Steven says, oh, no, I can't. No.
Yeah, no, I can't. No, I can't. That's true. All right, we are on our final question.
No.
It's time to sleep. What are you actually wearing?
This is funny because I grew up socks, pajamas, like always in socks, always in pajamas, even if it was summertime.
Okay.
Well, maybe no socks in summertime, but always pajamas. And so I never slept naked until I was an adult, and which was very weird, right? And
it's kind of normal. And
still, it doesn't feel right to not have at least my underwear on. So, unless I'm with somebody, I usually have pajamas on.
Unless you're with someone, then they're off.
Then everything's free-balling.
All bets are off.
No, I usually sleep naked. No, I always sleep. And I don't know when it started for me, because I don't remember. I know as a kid we didn't do, like, the pajamas. It was, like, a t-shirt and underwear, or, like...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or just underwear, or... I don't know when that started. I know I wasn't an adult, but I feel like, okay...
Maybe high school?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pajama pants, no top.
Oh!
Tits to the world.
Like middle school.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Why pajama buttons?
I don't like the idea of my lady bits touching the sheets.
Really?
Oh.
It's weird.
Okay.
You don't want them to, like, get stuck?
But, you know, right? But some of my shorts, I don't wear underwear, I just wear the pants.
Oh,
right.
So sometimes when I'm wearing shorts, they're very loose, and it happens anyway, but that, in my brain, is okay.
Okay.
That's okay, but I can't just not have bottoms on.
All
See,
right.
A lot of times for me, because I'm so used to wearing pajamas or shorts to bed, I don't like the feeling of my legs touching each other. Like, I don't like
skin on skin.
I can't.
Like, I have to... Like, take the sheet.
Yeah, and put it in between
my
legs.
I also don't like my balls touching my thighs.
Yes.
So I have to take my sheet.
Yeah.
And wrap it around my balls.
Well, see, and that's why it's so much easier just to wear underwear to bed.
Yeah, I guess it would be. No, but do you know why? Because then there's like this heat that happens.
Oh.
Like, you know how you have to, turn your pillow over and it feels cooler on the other side?
Yes.
So you can do that with the sheet.
Okay.
Sometimes it gets, you know, like your steamy undercarriage.
Yes.
So you can take the sheet off and find another spot.
Okay.
And do it again. Or if it's real hot, you whip the covers off of you and you go and
this
starfish.
This is like through the process of a night? Like you're during your whole sleep method?
Yes.
Oh my, see, I'm asleep for the whole night.
Well, what's even better now is because of us being in physical therapy and the physical therapist telling me to sleep with a pillow in between my legs.
Yes.
I now have a specific pillow that's for in between my legs. That works even better than a sheet for my balls.
Yes.
Yeah, because it pushes them. It pushes them up and out, like away from me, the pillow. Because I got one of those Tempur-Pedic pillows.
Oh yeah,
you know
with the indent.
Yeah, so it's kind of like square. It's not like, you know, it's not like rounded out like a normal pillow.
Yeah.
So it pushes everything away and out, and yeah.
It does the opposite of what we do in drag.
Yes, the very opposite.
Dicks are weird.
Yes. God, I love them.
On that note.
That's been the 15 Weird Questions tag. And thank you guys for joining us. You know, we're really loving doing our podcast. And it's so great to always hear from our listeners, whether it's through our Facebook or email or social media. So keep your comments coming. If you've got a topic you want to discuss, let us know. And... if you could do us a solid and go on over to our iTunes page, just open your iTunes store, search House of Mimosa, you'll find our podcast page, and leave a little review. Tell the people how much you love the show. It really helps out a lot. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to House of Mimosa, the podcast. I'm DJ Anita B, and we're brought to you by Audible. Visit audibletrial.com/HOM podcast for a free 30-day trial membership and a free audiobook of your choice. Produced and edited by Travis Barr. Guest segment produced by Steven and Camisia. With music curated by me, DJ Anita B. This week's music included Yes Ma'am by Visti and Malin, X's and O's by L. King, and my own special remix and mashup with some Missy Elliott and our favorite Britney Spears, You Better Work, Bitch. Subscribe to our podcast by searching House of Mimosa in iTunes and click subscribe. Want to see us? Check us out on our YouTube channels, Sunday Morning Mimosa and Buff and Beautiful. For more on DJ Anita B and booking us live for your next event, visit thehouseofmimosa.com. Now, why not go ahead and share this podcast on your Facebook page? You know you want to. It's the kind of beat that go.
Pick up what I'm running down.